Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masechet Menachot Daf Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, beginning our study of the fourth chapter of Menachot, which picks up right where we left off. And if you take a look at the end of the final Mishnah and the Sugya that ended the third parak, we'll see that it went in the order of discussing Tfilin, then Tzitzit, and now we go in a chiastic order, developing the issues of tzitzit, and then followed with tefillin. However, unlike the series of Mishnayot with which we concluded the third parak, which were things that are me'akev ze'etzeh, things which are all mutually indispensable, here we have examples of things that are mutually dispensable, in other words, that are independent of each other. And the simple read of that is that having the blue strings or not having the blue strings in the tzitzit is not ma'akev fulfilling the mitzvah with white, and vice versa. We will see alternate understandings of that in this podcast, in the first analysis of the Gemara. And tefillah shel yad and makevet shel rosh, v'shorosh and makevet shel yad, the head tefillin and the hand tefillin are not makev each other. And there, the simple understanding is, of course, that one may wear tefillin shel yad without tefillin shel rosh, vice versa, and fulfill the independent mitzvah. Now, the Gemara immediately addresses the issue of authorship. Lema manitin de lo karabi. Shui suggests that our Mishnah does not accord with Rebbe's position. This is about the tzitzit. Titanya, Moto, in the context of tzitzit, it says you shall see it in the singular. So Rebbe says that hakanaf, which means having something the same color as the garment, it typically white, and patil techelet, the blue string, become uri'ita moto one mitzvah, and therefore it's all needed. Chachamorim ein makvin. And we'll see what the reason is. My time to Rebbe, why does Rebbe say the makvin dichtiv? Hakanaf, which is min kanaf, as I mentioned, uchtiv petil techelet. And what does it say afterwards? Uri'ita moto ad ikar tavayuk b'chad. You have to see them together as one, otherwise there's no mitzvah. Vanan say the exact opposite. Uri'ita moto in the singular is kochad l'chudei mashma. See it and see the other one, and each one independently is a mitzvah. Now, lema de lo karebi, so perhaps our Mishnah does not accord with Rebbe. Rav Yehuda amar Rav, afilu teima Rebbe, you could say that our Mishnah is like Rebbe. Meaning, what does the Mishnah mean? It doesn't mean that they don't both have to be there. They do. Question is, if you did them in the wrong order, does that get in the way? As we will see, the tiny mitzvah like tim lavan matchelet. Lavan should come first because it's first in the pasuk. Tim tchel lavan yatsa, but if you put the tchelet on first, yatsa. Ela shechiser mitzvah, but you missed a mitzvah. Now, my chiser mitzvah, what does that mean? What does it mean here to miss a mitzvah? Ilema chiser mitzvah de lavan. If you think that you missed the mitzvah of lavan because you put the tchelet on first, took your mitzvah to tchelet, so the Rebbe akuv me'akiv hadadi, and that would mean that this would be that if that's how you're going to interpret this, Rebbe says you need both lavan and tchelet. You can't say you did a mitzvah but you didn't do the other mitzvah, and the other mitzvah is lavan. According to Rebbe, there is no such thing as an independent mitzvah. Ella, what does it mean? Rav Yehuda amar Rav, shechiser mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. You missed the mitzvah, but you did a mitzvah. Meaning, umay chiser mitzvah, to lavan mitzvah min amuvchar. You just didn't do it in the ideal way. In other words, ideally put white, then blue. Put blue first. You still fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit. You just didn't do it in the ideal fashion. Now, the problem is that our Mishnah lists both. Atchelet amakevet lavan, alvan amakevet atchelet, which mean, according to this interpretation, we're trying to say that Rebbe would subscribe to it. It's only talking about sequence of putting them on. And therefore, that would mean there would be certain cases where white should go first. But if you put blue first, it's okay. And there have to be other circumstances where blue goes first. And if you put white first, it's okay, because both of them are presented in the Mishnah. Now, ha-nechad lavan de'er makevat ha-tchelet. We understand that lavan does not hold back the tchelet, because in a normal case, you put white on first. What's the inverse? If you have a garment that's all blue, you're going to be putting on, first of all, two blue strings. But here the blue strings are kazmin kanaf. But they're really going to be playing the role of tchelet, because you need to have possibly two other colors, another color for the other two. And by the way, this is all following Rashi and Tosa's general approach, which is that there are two of the strings are Tchilat. Rambam and Raivin have a whole different approach, and when we get to them, the sugya, we'll look at all those together. So Mechama says, talking about a case where there is a katalit shekula tchelet, where lavan tchelet should normally come first. Itmar nami amar le'rav le'vi Shmuel aryoch, Levi called Shmuel by this sort of kingly name. L'teitev akarach adem fashad li lahamelta, you don't sit down until you explain this to me. Hatchelet enu makevat at lavan, v'alvain enu makevat at tchelet. What does our Mishnah mean? Mahi amar le'en lo nitzchel l'sadin v'tzitzit. It's something else, but also something that Rebbe could subscribe to. Talking about, as we mentioned at the end of the third parak, the issue of violating shatnez by putting on tzitzit, let's say wool tzitzit on a linen garment, to mitzvah laktume lavan bereisha. You should put on the white first. My taima hakanaf bin kanaf, because after all, with the linen garment which is white, the first thing you want to put in is the white string. If you put on the tchelet first, then it's okay. Now here, there's an added piece by adding sadin b'tzitzit. Because it's not only the issue that the white should come first, but when you put the tchelet on, one could argue you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzit, but you already are generating shatnez because tchelet is wool. The answer is no, it's not makev, and as long as at the end you have them all there, it's fine. Now, teinach laban de makev tchelet, tchelet makev tchelet mahi, racham alon tzuchal tali tshikula tchelet. So the same answer, that if the garment is all tchelet, the mitzvah like to be tchelet bereisha, the tchelet should come first. Ta kanaf min kanaf, because that's the color of the garment. But if you put the white first, light lanba, very good. The problem with all of this is, the color isn't what generates it, meaning, even when a talit shekula tchelet, the two tchelet strings are going to have to come second, which means there's never a circumstance where tchelet comes first. So the symmetry of our Mishnah doesn't make sense according to that interpretation. Allah Maravas, he gives a different take. Gardumin means shredded pieces. Meaning the gardam tchelet v'kai lavan, the gardam lavan v'kai tchelet leitlanba. So for instance, if the lavan strings, the tchelet strings get shredded, and all there is proper lavan strings, and there's just very shortened tchelet strings, or vice versa, leitlanba. So this, now, remember, this is according to Rebbe, and take a look, Tosfot here goes through a lot of back and forth about whether or not Rabbanan could subscribe to this, but at least according to Rebbe, what we're saying is you need tchelet, you need lavan, however, if one of the colors is shortened and the other one is fully there, then it's still valid. Okay, now, where does this whole idea of gardumin, of shredded pieces come? Amri b'nei Rabbi Chia, Yehuda and Chizkiah, Rabbi Chia's sons said, Gardumei tchelet ksherin, Gardumei ezov ksherin. Also, the hyssop that you need for the paraduma, if it's shredded pieces, is still valid. Mekama shiur gardumin, what's the amount? Marvam durmi amar Shmuel, this is for tzitzit, not for the ezov. Kedela anvan, long enough to make a bow. Barilu kedela anvan, meaning kedela anvan kuli badadi, meaning take one of the strings and tie it around all of them, make a bow. Odilma kochad v'chad l'chudei, or maybe each one has to be able to take a bow itself, which is much smaller. Teku, so we're not clear. Baravashi asks another question, which is alime de lo ma'anvi. What if you have very thick strings that are not able to be bowed? V'ihavu ketini me'anvi, but if they were short, if thinner, they would be long enough to be bowed, but because they're thicker, they can't be. My they're long enough in a normal circumstance, and now they're even thicker, so certainly they're still recognized as being valid. Now, the way that we're understanding the sugya at this point is, Rabbanan say, Tchelet and Lavan stand independently. If you put Tchelet on, you've done that mitzvah. If you put Lavan on, you've done that mitzvah. And then, since in much of history, Tchelet was not available, therefore putting on four strings of Lavan was a valid fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzit. However, Rebbe, who says you need both Tchelet and Lavan, has another twist to it, which is if one of the colors ends up being shredded so that it's very, very short, as long as you could make a bow in the string, either a bow around in the string itself or a bow around the other strings, then it's valid. But you need to have one color that's fully there. what the Rabbanan's position would be on shredded is very unclear here. So now, Umantar Rapaligal de Rebbe, who is it who disagrees with Rebbe? Who voices the opinion against Rebbe that Lavan and Tchelet stand independently? Haitano Natan Rabbi Yitzchak or Mamishum Rabbi Natsos, Mamishum Rabbi Yosef Aglilish, Mamishum Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri. Now, what's interesting here is Rabbi Yosef Aglili, as Tosfos points out here on the Sugya, is Rebbe's teacher. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili is the one who quotes Rabbi Yochanan Yochanan Ben Nuri with the opposing position. Ein lo Tchelet metil Lavan. So if you don't have any Tchelet, you put Lavan on. I'm a Rabbi Shmamina. Now, Rabbi Shmamina now is going back to Bnei Rabbi Chia. Tzarich likshor al kol chulia v'chulia. A chulia, which is a term we're going to use a lot in the next few daf, is one of the wrapping segments. So you take the tzitzit, you have the strings coming down, and then you tie a knot in the strings, either a single knot, double knot, or triple knot, machloket rishonim, and then you take one of the strings and wrap it a certain amount of times, we'll see how many, around the other seven strings, because if you put four through and double them over, you now have eight. Wrap one around the other seven, and then make another knot, and then you wrap again. And these wrapping sections are called chulia. So Rava says you can infer from Bnei Rabbi Chia that you have to tie off each chulia. Because if you think you don't have to, Hadam Bnei Rabbi Chia, Gardumin Tchelek Sherim, Gardumin Zov Sherim, Rabbi Chia's ruling about Gardumin being valid, came into Ishtreli Eloi, Ishtreli Kula. After all, on a practical level, if you have the shredded pieces there, which are going to, we assume, tear into the bottom knot that's there, and if there are no other knots, then the entire thing will unravel. So it must be that the setting is that you're always going to put knots after each chuliyah. The answer is no. Dilma di ikater. Maybe Bnei Rabbi Chia's statement that gardumin are valid are only in case you did tie it, but you don't have an obligation to tie it. V'yama Rabba, Shma Mina, what can we learn from Bnei Rabbi Chia? Kesher Elyon da'oraita. The knot that exists, Kesher Elyon is probably the knot that exists at the bottom of the braided section, is da'oraita. Why? Or possibly Kesher Elyon may be the Kesher that's right next to the garment. The Salka Daitach Rabbanan, if you think it's the Rabbanan, why does the Torah, by juxtaposing the mitzvah of tzitzit with the prohibition of shatnez, have to do that in order to allow us to put tzitzit on shatnez? After all, the Mishnah Kilaim says that if you put one thread through, one thread of wool into linen or vice versa, that's not a connection and that's not shatnez. So if all you have to do from the Torah is put wool strings into the around the garment, and then everything else is just aesthetics or derabanan, the Torah would not have to permit you to use tzitzit on shatnez because you're not doing anything that's a violation of shatnez in any case. Alashmamina deoraita, and so therefore we can infer that it really is deoraita. We'll pause at this point. We're going to take a look at many more halachot of tzitzit, and specifically about the kerach, about the winding piece, and about how many times you have to wind in the next podcast. But in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.